Ever feel like you're just drowning in sticky notes and caffeine trying to like wrangle your brilliant course idea into existence?
Oh, yeah.
I think we've all been there.
For sure.
But today we are diving into a review of Masterclass Mastery.
Okay.
It's a program that is designed to help people just like you bring those course dreams to life.
Nice.
And what's really interesting is that the reviewer we're looking at today actually had a background in marketing and digital products,
Yeah.
but still felt lost
And
when it came to actually like creating their course.
yeah, that's a common experience, you
Yeah.
know? The skills needed to craft and launch a successful online course often go beyond traditional marketing expertise.
Exactly. And it seems like Masterclass Mastery tackles that head on. One thing that really jumped out at me was the emphasis on mindset, not just the practical skills.
Right.
The reviewer mentioned battling imposter syndrome,
Yeah.
something I'm sure many of our listeners can relate to.
So sure.
Did the program offer any concrete strategies for overcoming those mental hurdles?
Absolutely. Masterclass Mastery encourages creators to define their mission statement early on.
Okay.
And it's not just about slapping together, a catchy phrase.
Right.
It's about digging deep and articulating the core purpose behind your course.
I see.
Why are you passionate about this topic? What unique value do you offer? The reviewer described this exercise as incredibly powerful, even claiming it made them want to sign up for their own course.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's quite a testament to the program's effectiveness.
Definitely.
But let's be honest,
Yeah.
defining your mission is just the first step, right?
Yeah.
I imagine many of our listeners, like the reviewer, might be struggling with the age-old problem of niche selection.
You're absolutely right. Picking a niche can feel like choosing a favorite child,
Oh.
an impossible task.
Huh.
But Masterclass Mastery guides creators through a transformation phase to tackle this challenge.
Okay. Unpack this transformation phase for me.
Yeah.
And for our listeners who are probably hanging on every word right now.
So essentially, it's about moving from a broad area of expertise to a laser-focused niche that resonates with a specific audience.
Gotcha.
The reviewer mentioned the program helped them create a detailed profile of their ideal student.
Okay.
And this goes beyond basic demographics. It delves into their pain points, aspirations, and even their learning style preferences.
So it's about truly understanding who you are creating this course for and what they hope to achieve.
Exactly.
That makes a lot of sense. But once you have your niche and ideal student nailed down,
Right.
you need to actually create the course content, right?
Yes.
And that can feel daunting, especially when it comes to the technical side of things.
Absolutely. The reviewer, despite their marketing background, admitted to struggling with things like video editing. They even joked about their early attempts looking like they were shot on a potato.
Oh, I've been there.
Yeah.
But thankfully, Masterclass Mastery seems to address those technical anxieties head on.
That's right. The program not only provides guidance on essential equipment and software, but it also dives deeper into the art of creating engaging video content.
Okay.
It emphasizes the importance of storytelling, which the reviewer, with their blogging background, was able to leverage effectively.
That's a great point. The reviewer's existing skills became a real asset.
Yes.
They understood the power of captivating an audience with personal anecdotes and relatable experiences.
Precisely. And Masterclass Mastery encourages creators to leverage their unique strengths and experiences to bring their course content to life.
I see.
It's not about following a rigid formula. It's about infusing your personality and expertise into the material.
So it's about turning what might be a dry topic into an immersive and engaging learning experience.
For
But
sure.
even with compelling content,
Yeah.
getting your course out into the world can feel overwhelming, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. Launching a course effectively requires careful planning and execution, and that's where Masterclass Mastery really shines.
From what I gathered, the program offers a comprehensive approach to publishing and promotion.
It does.
Did the reviewer mention any specific strategies that stood out?
One thing that resonated with them was the concept of tiered pricing.
Okay.
They used a clever analogy. Imagine your course is a buffet with a variety of options. Instead of food, you're offering different pricing packages to cater to diverse needs and budgets.
Okay, I love that analogy.
Yeah.
So instead of just offering one price point, you're creating multiple packages, each with distinct value propositions.
Exactly.
That's a really smart way to attract a wider audience and maximize your impact.
It allows you to cater to different learning styles, budgets, and commitment levels, ensuring there's an option that resonates with everyone interested in your topic.
I'm curious about something, though.
Yeah.
The reviewer mentioned their marketing background, but did they share anything about how Masterclass Mastery impacted their approach to marketing the course?
Interestingly, they highlighted a shift in their mindset from a traditional marketing approach to a more learner-centric perspective.
Okay.
They realized that effectively promoting the course wasn't just about advertising.
Right.
It was about showcasing the transformative potential it offered to students.
That's a fascinating insight. It suggests that Masterclass Mastery encourages a deeper understanding of the value exchange between creator and student.
Definitely.
It's not just about selling a product. It's about offering a valuable learning experience that empowers students to achieve their goals.
Precisely. It's about positioning your course not as a commodity, but as a catalyst for growth and transformation.
Right.
And that resonates deeply with today's discerning online learners.
That's a great point. And it seems like Masterclass Mastery provides the guidance and tools to achieve that level of impact.
Yeah.
But before we get too far ahead of ourselves, let's take a pause and reflect on what we've uncovered so far.
Sure.
We've explored the program's emphasis on mindset, the importance of niche selection and understanding your ideal student.
Right.
And the strategies for creating engaging content and launching your course effectively.
It's a comprehensive foundation for any aspiring course creator, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. But there's still so much more to explore.
Yeah.
But we've barely scratched the surface of the reviewer's experience with Masterclass Mastery.
Right.
And I'm eager to dive deeper into the lasting impact it seems to have had.
For sure.
We'll be back in a flash, so stay tuned for part two of our deep dive.
Sounds good. Welcome back to our deep dive into Masterclass Mastery.
Yeah.
You know, as we delve further into this review, I'm struck by the profound impact the program seems to have had on the reviewer's overall approach to teaching and content creation.
Yeah, it's like they went through a complete transformation, right?
Uh-huh.
They talked about moving away from simply dumping information and instead focusing on creating a more structured and engaging learning experience.
Right.
What resonated with you about that shift?
I think the reviewer's realization that teaching is more than just delivering facts.
Okay.
It's about guiding students on a journey of discovery, sparking their curiosity, and empowering them to apply what they've learned.
Right.
They describe this approach as shifting from a passive lecture to an interactive adventure.
And that's where their background in blogging really shines through.
Yeah.
They already understood how to captivate an audience with compelling narratives and relatable examples.
Yeah.
Masterclass Mastery seems to have amplified those skills, encouraging them to infuse their teaching with personal anecdotes and real-world applications.
Precisely. And the reviewer highlighted how the program emphasized the importance of incorporating diverse learning modalities.
Okay.
It's not just about video lectures.
Right.
It's about incorporating interactive exercises, quizzes, downloadable resources, and opportunities for community engagement.
So it's about catering to different learning styles and creating a more holistic and impactful experience. It sounds like Masterclass Mastery provides a framework for thinking beyond the traditional online course structure and embracing a more dynamic and learner-centric approach.
Absolutely. And what's particularly impressive is how this approach extends beyond the realm of course creation.
Oh, really?
The reviewer mentioned how the principles they learned from Masterclass Mastery influence their overall marketing strategy for other products and services.
Now, this is where it gets really interesting for me.
Yeah.
We often compartmentalize marketing and teaching, but this review suggests a powerful synergy between the two.
The reviewer's experience highlights how the core principles of effective teaching, clarity, engagement, and a deep understanding of your audience are equally valuable in marketing.
They mentioned adopting a more strategic and targeted mindset, moving away from generic marketing blasts, and focusing on crafting messages that resonate with the specific needs and aspirations of their audience.
It's about shifting from broadcasting to connecting, from promoting to empowering. And that resonates deeply with consumers in today's information-saturated world.
It's like they've unlocked a secret code for building authentic relationships with their audience.
Yeah.
And that's incredibly valuable, regardless of whether you're selling a product, service, or an online course.
Precisely. And Masterclass Mastery seems to foster this holistic understanding of the interconnectedness of teaching, marketing, and audience engagement.
It's not just about creating a course and hoping for the best. It's about building a sustainable ecosystem where your expertise can thrive and have a genuine impact.
It's about viewing yourself not just as a course creator, but as an entrepreneur, a thought leader, and a guide for others on their learning journey.
It's about stepping into your full potential, both as an expert and as a communicator.
Mm-hmm.
And the reviewer's journey is a powerful testament to what's possible when you embrace this approach.
They went from feeling lost and overwhelmed to launching a successful course and even enhancing their overall approach to teaching and marketing.
That's a remarkable transformation.
It is.
And it makes me wonder what other hidden gems might be tucked away within this program. Mm. Are there any other aspects of the review that stand out to you?
One thing that particularly resonated with me was the emphasis on building a community around your course.
Oh, good.
The reviewer discussed how Masterclass Mastery encourages creators to think beyond simply delivering content.
Right.
And to foster a sense of belonging and shared purpose among students.
That's a crucial aspect that often gets overlooked.
It is.
It's not just about individual learning. It's about creating a supportive environment where students can connect with each other, share their experiences, and learn from one another.
The reviewer described this sense of community as a powerful motivator, both for themselves as a creator and for their students.
Uh-huh.
It transformed the learning experience from a solitary pursuit to a shared journey.
That's a beautiful way to put it. It's about creating a space where knowledge is not just consumed, but co-created, where individual growth is nurtured within a supportive collective.
And Masterclass Mastery provides guidance on practical strategies for fostering this sense of community, such as incorporating forums, live Q&A sessions, and group challenges within the course structure.
Those are fantastic ideas. It's about taking the online learning experience beyond the screen and creating genuine human connections.
Yeah.
But before we get too carried away with the community building aspects, I want to circle back to something you mentioned earlier.
Okay.
The lasting impact of Masterclass Mastery.
Yes. It seems to have sparked a ripple effect, influencing not just the reviewer's approach to course creation, but also their overall outlook on teaching marketing and even their personal growth.
They described a shift in their mindset from feeling like an imposter to embracing their expertise and confidently sharing their knowledge with the world.
It's a powerful reminder that creating an online course is not just about imparting information. It's a journey of self-discovery and empowerment.
It's about pushing past your comfort zone, challenging your limiting beliefs, and stepping into your full potential as an educator and entrepreneur.
And Masterclass Mastery seems to provide the guidance and support to navigate those inner challenges and emerge as a more confident and impactful creator.
So as we wrap up this segment of our deep dive, I'm left with a sense of awe and inspiration.
Yeah.
Masterclass Mastery seems to offer so much more than just a set of tools and techniques for course creation.
It's a catalyst for personal and professional growth, a pathway to sharing your unique gifts with the world, and a reminder that even amidst the complexities of online education, there's room for passion, purpose, and genuine human connection.
It's an empowering message that resonates deeply, especially for those of us who are passionate about sharing our knowledge and making a difference in the world.
Now, as we head into our final segment, I'm curious to explore the broader implications of this approach to online course creation.
I'm with you. If Masterclass Mastery is truly as transformative as this review suggests,
yeah,
then it raises some fascinating questions about the future of online learning and the evolving role of creators in shaping that landscape.
Those are indeed compelling questions, and I believe our listeners will find the answers quite intriguing. We'll be back shortly to unravel those mysteries and leave you with some final thoughts to ponder.
Welcome back. As we wrap up our deep dive into Masterclass Mastery, I keep thinking about the reviewer's journey and how it reflects a larger trend in online education.
Uh-huh.
It's like we're moving away from the traditional sage on the stage model.
Right.
And embracing something far more interactive and learner focused.
Yeah, it's a fascinating evolution. The reviewer's experience with Masterclass Mastery highlights how online courses can become vibrant learning communities.
Exactly. And this shift has major implications for both creators and learners for creators. It means rethinking the traditional role of the expert.
Okay.
It's less about lecturing and more about guiding, facilitating, and even co-creating with your students.
And that requires a different skill set. It's not enough to simply possess knowledge. You need to be able to break it down, make it relatable, and present it in a way that sparks curiosity and encourages active participation.
It sounds like Masterclass Mastery equips creators with those very skills, helping them transition from content experts to engaging educators.
It does.
But what about the impact on learners? How does this shift benefit them?
Well, imagine a learning environment where you're not just passively absorbing information, but actively engaging with the material. Asking questions, sharing insights, and connecting with others who share your interests.
That seems incredibly empowering. It's like the difference between attending a lecture and participating in a lively discussion. You're not just a recipient of knowledge, you're an active contributor to the learning process.
Exactly. And Masterclass Mastery seems to emphasize this participatory approach, encouraging creators to incorporate interactive elements, group challenges, and community forums within their courses.
That's a brilliant way to foster a sense of belonging and shared purpose. It's no longer about isolated learning, it's about connecting with others who are on a similar journey.
And that connection can be incredibly powerful, both in terms of motivation and knowledge retention. When you feel like you're part of a community, you're more likely to stay engaged, ask questions, and push yourself to learn and grow.
It makes you wonder if more and more creators embrace this approach. Could we see a fundamental shift in how we view education as a whole? Could online courses become the preferred method of learning for certain subjects or skills?
It's certainly a possibility. As creators become more adept at crafting engaging and transformative learning experiences, the lines between traditional education and online learning could continue to blur.
It's exciting to think about the possibilities, and it all circles back to the power of Masterclass Mastery, to empower creators to not only share their expertise, but to create truly impactful learning experiences.
It's about moving beyond the transactional nature of online courses and embracing the transformative potential of education.
And that brings us to our final thought for you, dear listener. If you had the opportunity to create your own online course, what would be the one key message you'd want your students to walk away with?
It's a powerful question and invites us to reflect on the core values and insights we want to share with the world.
And on that note, we'll leave you to ponder your own potential as a creator and the impact you could have. Until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep sharing your unique gifts with the world.
Happy creating.